Good morning, everyone. So my presentation today is on the application of the group visit model in the pediatric heart transplant clinic. I have no financial relationships to disclose. Some acknowledgments I'd like to make before the start of my presentation are thank you to Dr. Seth Hollander, the PI of the study, Nancy McDonald and Donna Lee, the nurse practitioners, Dr. Jane Anderson, our consultant, and the clinic staff at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Heart Center. This study was also funded by Lucile Packard Foundation for Children's Health. So group visits are an alternative to the traditional patient-doctor dyad and typically target patients with a common health concern and offers routine primary care in addition to education and group support. Originally designed in the 1970s, group visits have frequently been used in the adult population with chronic diseases like diabetes and coronary artery disease, and they have been shown to increase the amount of time a patient has with the provider, provide group support and peer support and group problem solving, and also be a more efficient use of healthcare resources. The group visit model has primarily been applied to well-child visits and not to our knowledge patients with the complexity of our population in pediatric cardiology. As the population of patients with special healthcare needs and chronic illnesses has grown, timely access to subspecialty care has become increasingly difficult. As with primary care practices, the traditional patient-doctor dyad of individualized patient care has led to shortened clinic visits and reduced appointment availability in a subspecialty setting. So one of, we thought, a potential solution to this might be the group visit model, where patients with similar needs are seen in groups rather than individual appointments. So the pediatric heart transplant population was chosen because in clinic, patients rarely have acute complaints. And the follow-up visits often focus on relevant health issues specific to the population's healthcare needs. And most of the outpatient visits also don't focus on acute complaints, but on healthy living, medication compliance, and anticipatory guidance. So the objectives of our study was to examine the feasibility of the group visit model in the pediatric heart transplant clinic, and also to examine the effectiveness in promoting medication compliance, anticipatory guidance, retention, and healthcare utilization. So the presentation today will just focus on the feasibility, so the first objective. So our study setup took up about 3 months, and patient recruitment took about 2 months. The group visit model is wrapping up its last session in December, so I'll be presenting on the preliminary feasibility data. So during our study setup period, a training was conducted for the healthcare providers involved by Dr. Jane Anderson, and this included the physicians, nurse practitioners, and fellows involved in the care of the patients. And Dr. Jane Anderson has over 14 years of experience in group visits at UCSF. The next part of the study setup was actually scheduling appointments. Because of the complexity of our population's appointments, these visits had to include labs, echocardiograms, endomyocardial biopsies, EKGs. So all of this had to be worked out before the start of the study. So we had several meetings with the Heart Center clinic managers, outpatient directors, cath doctors, echo team, to figure out how we wanted the group visit to fit into clinic. So from these meetings, group schedules, the group visit was scheduled on Friday mornings because clinic flow is generally a little slower. And we were able to pre-schedule 36 echo appointments, clinic rooms, and a space for all the group visits. So our participant eligibility for patients must have had a heart transplant. The caregivers who attended the group visit must be the primary caregiver, and they must speak English. Exclusion criteria included those who did not speak English, patients who had active rejection or were medically unstable, or if they also had special health care needs. For patients who consented, they were grouped into two study arms, less than 1 year post-transplant and more than 1 year post-transplant. For the less than 1 year post-transplant, the group met every month for 6 months, and the more than 1 year post-transplant, they met every 2 months for 6 months. And this is based on the current outpatient schedule for these populations. And patients were grouped by time post-transplant and not by age, because the health maintenance issues are similar for how long they have had their heart transplant and not their age. So what is shown here is the traditional clinic visit schedule, where the focus is on the one-on-one exam with the physicians and nurse practitioners. this is the schedule of our group medical visit, where the focus was on the actual group visit and not on the one-on-one exam with nurses and the nurse practitioners and physicians. For our study, the only standard of care treatment that was being withheld was the traditional one-on-one visit. However, patients still did have about 10 minutes with physicians outside of the group visit to speak with physicians about any private issues. So again, our one-on-one exam was limited to around about 10 minutes to fit the group visit into the schedule. And if they did have additional questions, then they were able to speak with the physician or nurse practitioners after the group visit. The group visits lasted about an hour and was a group discussion of pre-selected and patient-initiated topics. Some of the pre-selected topics included medication adherence, vaccine issues, post-transplant lymphomas, and blood pressure management. I didn't mention this before, but in this in the diagram with the schedule, we did add a follow-up call to the end of clinic visits, and this the patients and families were generally called by the nurse practitioner by the end of the day to talk about any issues that came up after the visit and to talk about labs and echocardiogram results. So some of the patient the outcomes that I'm going to talk about today are patient satisfaction, provider satisfaction, and our attendance rate. So patients were asked satisfaction to see if they understood the information discussed, if they felt like they had enough time during the one-on-one, comfort communicating in the group, and if they would recommend group visits to family or friends. And they were asked if they strongly agreed, somewhat agreed, strongly disagreed, or somewhat disagreed with these statements. They were also asked about what they thought about the overall satisfaction of the group visit. The provider's satisfaction was also similar, and this survey was administered to all the physicians, nurse practitioners, outpatient managers, medical assistants, anyone who was involved in the group visit. So they were asked similar questions about if they agreed or disagreed with group visits adding to the length of visits, if they had enough time with the one-on-one, if they were able to address more concerns in the group visit setting, if the group visits supported preventative care, if they felt like there were any barriers to implementation, and also their overall satisfaction with the group visit. So for our participant population, for both groups had three patients. The less than 1 year post-transplant group had four caregivers who regularly attended. For our second group, the more than 1 year post-transplant, we had three patients and three caregivers who attended. The patient ages for both groups ranged from 11 months to 17 years. For patient satisfaction, when asked what was your overall rating of the group visit model, all patients rated very good, which was the highest rating. When asked how they felt about recommending group visits to their family or friends, they strongly agreed. All participants also strongly agreed that they felt comfortable communicating with the group about heart transplant issues. They all strongly agreed that they had enough time to ask questions during the group visit, and they all agreed that they had enough time with physicians during the one-on-one exam. For provider satisfaction, again, this included nurse practitioners, the physicians, all the clinic staff involved. When asked what is your overall rating of the group visit model, all providers rated it as very good, which again is the highest rating. When asked if they would like to see the group visit model implemented routinely at clinic, all said yes. Some comments made by providers include group visits has made a huge difference in patient care, is a very efficient use of space and staff in the outpatient setting, great opportunity to learn what topics are important to families and how many of them cope with various issues or concerns. Some of the highlights of this study are 100% attendance. I know our patient population was small and our participant group was small, but because we were testing the feasibility, we were happy that everyone attended. Participant retention was also a highlight of the study. Being medically stable was an eligibility criteria at the beginning of the study. And during the course of the group visit, one of our patients was admitted to the ICU for an hospital admission because they had had signs of rejection, and another patient was also admitted to the hospital. But after speaking with the patients and and families and caregiver, they both decided to continue on with the group visits. The patients in the less than 1 year group, less than 1 year post-transplant also asked to extend the group visit. So their visits were extended for 2 sessions, and that's why we'll be ending in December. The director of the Heart Center has also asked for group visits to be continued. So after we wrap up the study and we finalize the analysis, the PI will figure out how we will be implementing this in clinic in the future. So some of our limitations include our very modest sample size. The echo scheduling blocks are atypical. Like I had mentioned before, we had to meet with the clinic staff, echo team, and all the clinic staff to see how this would fit into clinic. For the echo appointments, the echo team gave us 4 echo appointments at the beginning of Friday morning, reserved just for the group visits. And this is not common in our clinic. And healthier patients were recruited. So as I had mentioned before, they had to be medically stable and have no current active rejection during the start of the study. So our conclusion is that the group visit can be applied to the pediatric heart transplant population, and we had high patient and provider satisfaction with the implementation of the group visit model. So our next steps, continued exploration is warranted, especially in other pediatric subspecialties and pediatric chronic conditions, and further research is required to define how group visits are to be combined with the care of patients with atypical chronic illnesses, all while improving the quality care with pediatric patients. Thank you.